We get another clue to the strength or weakness of the U.S. economy tomorrow when the government issues its snapshot of unemployment and hiring. To find out how the economy is doing and what to look for in the new numbers, we turn to David Wessel. He's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal and a regular on our program. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's begin with, at the moment, how healthy is the U.S. economy?
Well, the U.S. economy is growing, but there are more storm clouds gathering on the economic horizon. People had been hoping that the housing market had touched bottom, and that's now not looking to be the case. Businesses are being surprisingly tight with capital spending, another surprise. The Federal Reserve has signaled it's less confident than it was just a few weeks ago, that its optimistic forecast for moderate growth is playing out, and the stock market is certainly showing lots of signs of worry.
And how much, then, does slow growth in the U.S. economy suggest slouching towards a recession?
Well, you know, it's hard to predict a recession. Economists are really bad at it. It doesn't appear that we're in recession now. When the economy is growing very slowly, it's more susceptible to a shock that puts it into a recession, which is, of course, a contracting economy. Alan Greenspan, the former Fed chairman, puts the odds at about 1 in 3 that we're going to have a recession this year.
1 in 3 sounds high.
It is high. The hopeful sign is that despite all the bad things that have happened to the economy, despite the collapse of the housing market after so many years of a housing boom, consumers are still spending. They're sort of defying all those gloomy predictions that when the value of their houses got a little soft that they'd start pinching pennies, and they haven't done it yet.
So back to that report on unemployment and hiring, what might those numbers tell us about the economy?
Well, one of the mysteries in the economy right now is why has the labor market been so strong? Hiring been relatively strong, unemployment at a historically low 4.5%. How can that happen at a time when the economy is growing so slowly? We don't really know the answer. But this is obviously one of the things that's keeping consumer spending going. So if we get another good set of numbers tomorrow, if we get hiring at 150,000 jobs per half, if the unemployment rate goes up but just a little bit, that'll be seen as a very strong sign that somehow we're going to weather this storm. Consumer spending will keep us sailing along. On the other hand, if this is a negative number, if the job hiring numbers are disappointing, if unemployment goes up a lot, if the length of the average work week shrinks a little, I think that's going to be read as a sign that a recession watch is really at hand.
David, is there some sort of pattern to recession, something that history tells us that we can use as a cue to what will happen?
Well, you know, people sometimes have this sense that you have to have a recession every so many years. The economy has been growing since November 2001. That's 65 months of expansion, longer than the 57-month expansion on average in the post-war period, but not nearly as long as the past two expansions. When Ben Bernanke, the Fed chairman, was asked about this on Capitol Hill the other day, he said that economic expansions do not die of old age, by which he meant there isn't any reason that the economy needs to have a recession. It's somehow like a flowering plant. It has a cycle in which it lives and dies on a certain calendar. Rather, it takes something bad to happen to the economy in order to have a contraction in a very vibrant and dynamic economy like the U.S. I think he expects a recession to occur someday, but I don't think that he expects it to occur on any kind of natural cycle, and the evidence is that he's right on that.
David Wessel is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.